You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Jeremiah chapter 26, and we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. Soon after Jehoiakim became king of Judah, the Lord said, "Jeremiah, I have a message for everyone who comes from the towns of Judah to worship in my temple. Go to the temple courtyard and speak every word that I tell you. Maybe the people will listen this time, and if they stop doing wrong, I will change my mind and not punish them for their sins. Tell them that I have said, 'You have refused to listen to me and to obey my laws and teachings. Again and again I have sent my servants, the prophets, to preach to you, but you ignored them as well. Now I am warning you that if you don't start obeying me right away, I will destroy this temple just as I destroyed the town of Shiloh. Then everyone on earth will use the name Jerusalem as a curse word.' The prophets, the priests, and everyone else in the temple heard what I said. And as soon as I finished, they all crowded around me and started shouting, 'Why did you preach that the Lord will destroy this temple, just as he destroyed Shiloh? Why did you say that Jerusalem will be empty and lie in ruins? You ought to be put to death for saying such things in the Lord's name.' Then they had me arrested. The royal officers heard what had happened, and they came from the palace to the new gate of the temple to be the judges at my trial. While they listened, the priests and the prophets said to the crowd, 'All of you have heard Jeremiah prophesy that Jerusalem will be destroyed. He deserves the death penalty.' Then I told the judges and everyone else, 'The Lord himself sent me to tell you about the terrible things he will do to you, to Jerusalem, and to the temple. But if you change your ways and start obeying the Lord, he will change his mind. You must decide what to do with me. Just do whatever you think is right. But if you put me to death, you and everyone else in Jerusalem will be guilty of murdering an innocent man, because everything I preached came from the Lord.' The judges and the other people told the priests and prophets, 'Since Jeremiah only told us what the Lord our God had said, we don't think he deserves to die.' Then some of the leaders from other towns stepped forward. They told the crowd that years ago, when Hezekiah was king of Judah, a prophet named Micah from the town of Moresheth had said, 'I, the Lord All-Powerful, say, Jerusalem will be plowed under and left in ruins. Thorns will cover the mountain where the temple now stands.' Then the leaders continued, 'No one put Micah to death for saying that. Instead, King Hezekiah prayed to the Lord with fear and trembling and asked him to have mercy. Then the Lord decided not to destroy Jerusalem, even though he had already said he would. People of Judah, if Jeremiah is killed, we will bring a terrible disaster on ourselves.' After these leaders finished speaking, an important man named Ahikam, son of Shaphan, spoke up for me as well. And so I wasn't handed over to the crowd to be killed. While Jehoiakim was still king of Judah, a man named Uriah, son of Shemaiah, left his hometown of Kiriath Jearim and came to Jerusalem. Uriah was one of the Lord's prophets, and he was saying the same things about Judah and Jerusalem that I had been saying. And when Jehoiakim and his officials and military officers heard what Uriah said, they tried to arrest him, but he escaped to Egypt. So Jehoiakim sent Elnathan, son of Achbor, and some other men after Uriah, and they brought him back. Then Jehoiakim had Uriah killed and his body dumped in a common burial pit." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege to be able to read it and look at it. And Lord, as Jeremiah was speaking the truth to your people, we can see that they were in an uproar about what he was saying. And he was arrested and he was put on trial. We see the same type of thing play out in the life of your son, Jesus Christ, who spoke the truth but was arrested anyway, and in his case was executed. Lord, we recognize that truth is something that often offends us. We don't always want to hear the truth when it's not what we wanted to hear in the first place, or when it pertains about something that we don't really want to change, or we don't really want to repent of. But Lord, repentance is something you've called us unto. Repentance is something that you desire that we practice. Lord, you invited your people in this passage of Scripture to repent, and you invite us to do the same thing. So Lord, help us please not to hold on to our sin, but to give it over to you, and to live a new life, free from sin, through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, empowered by the grace that you've granted to us. Lord, we're grateful for your love and we're grateful for your mercy. And we pray, Lord, that we would put you first in all areas of our lives. We thank you for all of these things and we thank you for these reminders from your word today. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you enjoy the Chapter a Day audio Bible, we have two other podcasts we'd also like to recommend. Daily Devotions with Pastor John is another daily show that takes a quick, devotional look at an encouraging portion of Scripture. New episodes are made available every single day of the week. Sermons, Bible Studies, and Training is the title of my other show. It's a weekly program that includes content from the sermons I preach on Sundays at our church. You can learn more about all of our podcasts by visiting desirejesus.com or by doing a quick search for my name via your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.